Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host, entrepreneur, and insurance broker. We come here every Sunday afternoon at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. 30 minutes information of all things Medicare. So definitely happy about all our listeners out there tuning in each week. We try to bring new content, new fresh content to you every week and unpack that information and hope it brings some value to you as you progress through the Medicare system. So I know it can be a beast, a lot of information, very overwhelming, and that's why we have this show, is to help shed some light on these difficult topics. So again, my name is Justin Colvin. I own the insurance agency, the Medicare Help Desk. We're a local-based insurance brokerage here in Tallahassee, Florida. I've been in the business about 2 years. Total Medicare, been probably 7-8 years, and I've been a licensed insurance agent for over 20 years. So long time in the insurance business in different aspects, but fully devoted to the senior market now. And my website, you can find us at www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Again, that's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. And also, if you have questions or comments, you can call or text me direct. It's 850-632-0033. So each day I help seniors with their Medicare choices and plan offerings. So I do this about 40 states around the country, totally independent. So I don't work for any specific company. It's my firm. But we represent a lot of different companies. So Aetna, Cigna, Humana, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Mutual of Omaha, and many, many, many others. So that's why we can be very efficient in making the best recommendations. So if you have questions about your plan or want me to do a free review, benefits review, I'm very good about being able to find maybe some savings and what you're paying in premiums or reduce drug costs or just add extra benefits. We do hopefully all of the above when we have a review with a client and help improve their situation. So let's go into today's topic, which is episode 14 today. And I thought I would cover the Medicare TV commercials. So these things have been running nonstop, and I'm sure a lot of my clients, they see them all the time. I think seniors watch a lot of news, and in between the news, it's usually things about prescription drugs, and they know their base, so they're advertising to people that watch that, you know, type of information, and there's tons of information on Medicare and tons of commercials advertising these plans that have all these extra benefits. Right. And so a lot of people are like, what is this? You know, I get calls all the time just to my agency. Like, what is this commercial? What is this at? Should I call it? What are they? Is this like a different type of plan? Is this true? Because it does have a lot of kind of pie in the sky, you know, promotions in terms of what you're going to get. It makes it sound like it's, you know, something that's not available to you. Maybe just happened to come out new release in your area. So I don't like the way they kind of present the information. We're going to kind of unpack this both in the first and second segment. But what do they advertise? Well, we'll just come out and say it. It's Medicare Advantage, which is an option that you have when you get on Medicare. So you're never going to see an ad about Original Medicare, right? Which is just the red, white, and blue card, Medicare A and B. You won't see an ad. Why? Well, because there's no profit for it. You pay into Medicare as a worker in this country as you work and accumulate work credits through your work history. You earn the rights to Medicare. It's an entitlement. There's no profit incentive. It would make no sense for the federal government to advertise just Original Medicare. And we really don't see it on Medicare supplements either, which go with Original Medicare. They pay the 20%. They pay the other costs that Medicare doesn't cover. So this is exclusively Medicare Advantage plans. Okay, that's what this is all about. So these plans, and I've talked about this in, you know, previous segments, previous shows, and I write these plans as well. I do both Medicare supplements and Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage plans replace traditional Medicare. It's an alternative way to receive your Medicare benefits, right? And they come in either an HMO or a PPO, and they usually have all these extra benefits, and that's what they're plugging in those TV ads, right? Dental, vision, hearing, get $140 back on your Medicare premium. Free gym membership, Teladoc, Nurseline, you know, et cetera, right? So it does look very enticing. And for some people, it's an excellent choice. For others, not so much. And so the thing is, when you call, you have to think about who you're going to be talking to on the other line, right? That's key. It's almost exclusively call centers. You know, big centers with lots of salespeople, okay, that are going to be taking calls from all around the country. They don't necessarily know your situation. You know, if you're calling in from Kansas, you're probably going to get a lot of these call centers are here in Florida, believe it or not. I'm in Tallahassee, but my wife and I lived in Tampa. There's at least four or five call centers I know about, and I'm sure there's more beyond that, and all of them specialize in Medicare. So a lot are in the Tampa Bay area. Many are in South Florida, Orlando. It just happens to be where they're at. But, you know, you're talking to someone that's not maybe local to you and doesn't really even know the plans maybe in that particular area. And a lot of them are very newly trained. And so I hate to say that I don't think they really have your best interest at heart, right? So that you're calling it, it's a TV ad. It's a sales promotion to, you know, get you to enroll into a Medicare Advantage plan. It may benefit you, but why not have someone that has your best interest aligned and that you're going to hear from again in the future? My take is if you enroll in the plan, right, with one of these representatives, what are the odds that they're going to call you to make sure you got your enrollment packet, that you got your ID card? Hey, did the plan work as expected? Hey, you know, 9 months into it, they're calling you to do a review to see if there's a better plan for next year. You're not going to hear from them. I can just tell you, I used to work at a call center years ago, and I know how it works. I mean, it's just, unfortunately, the way the model is set up, there's not much customer service. They don't want you calling people back. Your job is to sell and promote new plans, bottom line, right? So when you call this center, I mean, yes, you may get some good information, and you may find a plan that's going to work for you, but why not use someone that you have a relationship with? That's the thing I try to promote with all my customers is it's relationship-based, and that if you need help in the future, you've got my number. Most of my clients have my cell phone number. They can call me. They can email. They can text. So, you know, I'm available after the sale. If a problem arises, we'll fix it. You're not going to have that experience when you call a call center, and that's what's happening. When you call that 1-800 number that's across the ticker tape on the TV ad, you're going to get someone at a call center. Who advertises these things is a lot of the big-name companies that write Medicare Advantage plans. I don't need to name the names, but, I mean, it's a lot of the household names that everybody's familiar with. And they use, you know, large spokesmen like Joe Namath, Mike Ditka, other NFL players that are retired now, many of which don't even have a Medicare Advantage plan. So that is a little unethical, I think, to some degree, because Joe Namath has a Medicare supplement plan. He doesn't have Medicare Advantage. He gets Medicare supplement through his pension arrangement through the NFL as a retiree. Same with some of the coaches as well. So you have these same people saying Medicare Advantage is amazing and great and you should do it. Same side, they don't have that. And this is true of a lot of things that are promoted on TV, not just Medicare. I mean, you could take soda products or, you know, what software people use or what car they may drive, right? Just because they're sitting there promoting some product or service doesn't mean they're actually a user or consumer. They're just doing it to get traction, to get, you know, notoriety. That figurehead has a lot of influence, and it's going to get phone calls, and it does, right? So just some things to kind of consider when you see these ads. Now, why do they run them? Obviously, Medicare Advantage is very profitable. They are offering you a Medicare plan instead of your traditional Medicare. So Medicare actually pays them. They have a contract. This is all legit. But Medicare pays the Medicare Advantage companies to replace your Medicare benefits. So they are now responsible for delivering those Medicare benefits to you as an individual. And so there's a lot of money behind this, right? And so they can give you dental and vision and hearing and gym membership, all these extra perks, because they have the funds to do so from the feds. And so part of that is managing that process between claims and, you know, other benefits and administration and what they get from the medical government or federal government, and it's very profitable. So they're going to run these ads. Typically, you see them most during the big enrollment seasons, which would be October 15th through December 7th, right? That's the, we call AEP or annual enrollment period. And that's when it's a free-for-all. You pretty much can make any change you want. You can change multiple times, and whatever last change you make is what sticks. That's the final plan, you know, before December 7th. So it doesn't really matter what you do. If you make a decision and you think, I think I made a bad choice, you can reverse that, right? So you have kind of like an unlimited number of choices, but the final choice, final selection is what sticks for January 1st. So it's a ton of advertising. That's probably the biggest segment that you'll see these ads. And then you also see them a lot in the first quarter of the year, which is January 1st through March 31st, which is a different enrollment period. It's called the OEP, or open enrollment period. And that's different. It's essentially you have a one-time chance, okay, to make your change, a one-time change, and that change would become effective the first of the month. So you'll see a lot of those ads appear at that same time, okay? So we're going to go into more detail on some of this in the second segment as far as what kind of incentives are promoted and just unpack more of these TV ads, and we'll give you my recommendation, what I think you should do. Justin Colvin here at the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. We'll be right back after a few minutes. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. This is Justin Colvin. We're back from the break. Segment two, unpacking what are these Medicare commercials all about, huh? So I know you see them every day, especially during peak seasons, and it brings a lot of confusion, I think, to a lot of folks that are on Medicare out there. So we're trying to clarify what is this going on, what are these commercials about. In the first segment, we talked about that. These TV ads are promoting Medicare Advantage plans. Right, and that is HMOs and PPOs. These are replacements to Medicare, not supplements. I do write these plans as well. It is an important element of Medicare. It is well needed. In some cases, it's the best choice for someone, but it's not the best choice for everybody, obviously, and you have to make sure you do a proper analysis. So it's important that whoever you're speaking with that you trust. I mean, trust is a key element when we're advising our seniors with their health plan choices and retirement assets and things like that. So it is important that this person you're speaking with has credibility and a good reputation that's going to do right by you. And I think that's the biggest issue with if you call in to any TV advertisement. Remember, what is being promoted? It's sales, right? That's essentially what's going on. The alignment of interest is at a disparity here. You want what's best for you. The person on the other end is looking to sell you something. And hopefully they're looking to do right by it. But, I mean, ultimately, if they're in a call center 1,000 miles away, you're not going to hear from them again. Do you really think they care that much in terms of if the plan's going to be the right offering? And there's a lot of incentives that these Advantage plans offer, which are nice. But the main issue that you want to focus on if you do make a change is your hospitals and doctors, your providers, right, who you can use, and the benefits and the prescription benefits. That's what most seniors care about. I mean, that's the plan itself. That's the guts of the plan. Yes, it's nice to have dental. Yes, it's nice to have vision and hearing and a free gym membership and Teladoc and Nurseline and chiropractic benefits. All these things are great, and there's many other things they provide as well. But sometimes they don't get utilized as often, and they're just ancillary items. That's not the main reason you enroll in the plan, right? The main reason is the healthcare element. That's where the major costs are at. So don't be hoodwinked by the trinkets that are offered, although those are nice and it can be a very value-added benefit for a lot of people. You don't want to be penny-wise and pound-foolish. You want to focus on the majors. Don't major on minors. Major on majors. And the major portion is the health coverage itself. And so with some of these Advantage plans, when you call in, one of the biggest things I will tell you, when you watch these ads, right, these TV commercials, they'll advertise, and the biggest thing, when clients call me in bewilderment asking, what is this? I tell them, it's just clearly Medicare Advantage. Some of my clients already have that, or they may have the best one for their area, or they may have a supplement plan, and they're just comfortable with that. But I just kind of focus on education. It's like, here's what this is, okay? Here's how it works. One of the biggest incentives they promote is the Part B give back or Part B refund. And the reason this is appealing, obviously, if you're on Medicare, unless you're getting Medicaid, unless you're low income, have some kind of subsidy, you have to pay for Medicare. It's not free. The Part A is free, okay, through your work history, but the Part B is not. It has a modest premium. It's $148.50 monthly. And what the insurance companies will do is some of these Advantage plans is they'll say, we're going to give you up to $140 back. It's like, well, that's pretty cool. I don't have to pay for Part B now. But also comes with some strings attached. Some of those plans that they're offering may not even be available in your area. They just say up to, in the fine print, up to $140. Well, if you're in Tallahassee, guess what? There's no plan that provides $140. I know. I write plans here all the time. I think the highest give back is $50. and that's a plan that does not have drug coverage. So if you need drug coverage and take expensive medications, that'd be a big problem if you enrolled in that plan. What if the agent doesn't disclose that to you? This stuff happens, folks. You've got to be careful. So you want to use a trusted source. I've been doing this, like I said, for over 7 years, exclusively on my own practice for over 2 years. I've got thousands of clients nationwide. Definitely call me if you have questions or want to do a review. I do an honest and ethical business here. That's how we run things. And so if we can make an improvement, great. If we can't, I'll let you know you've got the best option. But you can always call me. My number is 850-632-0033. Again, Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk. That's 850-632-0033. Or shoot us a line. You can go to our website, hit the Contact Us page. It's going to be www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Okay, so this give back I was referencing, it can be very attractive. Many of those plans, though, are going to be the following. If they do offer give back, most likely it's not a PPO. There are a few that do it, but not many. Most are HMOs. So you've got to be comfortable with an HMO. If you're on Medicare and a Medigap plan, which is a Medicare supplement, you have the freedom to go to any doctor you want, any hospital you want, not have referrals, not have to have prior authorizations. If you do an HMO, although that give back may be very attractive, if it's $50, $100, some are actually $140 a month, depending on the county, again, depending on the area. They're not here in Tallahassee, but bigger markets like Tampa and Orlando, particularly South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. I mean, you can get plans that have numerous plans with $100 and $130, $140 get back. So it almost just pays the entire Part B premium, right? So, but the thing is, many of them are HMOs. So with an HMO, you are handicapped a little bit. You are restricted. You've got to be okay with that. And you have to make sure the representative, you call that TV, you got to make sure that they're disclosing that to you. Many times they're not. They're just going to preach the positives. They're not going to tell you the full scale of what's going on here. Here's the sacrifice to get the free money. There's no free lunch in life. I mean, if you're a senior client, you should know that. Nothing's free in life, right? So there's always trade-offs. And the sacrifice here is now you're confined to a list of doctors and hospitals. You have to use them, okay? You have to generally have a referral to see a specialist. You have to stay local. You have to pick a primary care provider. That's quite a few restrictions. Now, for some people, it's not a big deal. They don't travel. They stay local. They don't see many doctors. Like, yeah, okay, great. Sign me up. I'll take the give back. I'll take the $130 back on my Social Security check. But as long as you go into it eyes full open and you know exactly what you're exchanging to get that, then I think it can definitely be a benefit for a lot of people. But a lot of times, they're not educated because that salesperson on the line is not looking at their best interest. They're looking at the quick sale, right? So that's what you got to avoid. So having a trusted source is important. The other issue with a lot of these give back plans is it's plans that don't offer drug coverage. That's quite common. And that's typically not a plan I would ever recommend for someone unless they've got other credible prescription drug coverage, which would be someone that served in the military. I have a lot of clients that served the military. They have VA healthcare. Guess what? They have a free drug plan. They don't need a Medicare drug plan. So that's a perfect fit. And actually, that's very complimentary. So I have a lot of veterans clients that have Medicare A and B, and they'll choose a Medicare Advantage plan that doesn't have a drug plan because they don't need it. And they'll get the $50 to $60, $70 credit each month, that Part B give back. That's a huge benefit for them. And then most of them, a lot of times, are not even using Medicare. They have two healthcare systems. Obviously, they have Medicare and they have the VA, but a lot of them are just using the VA, especially if they're close to a hospital, a major VA hospital. Tampa, for example, has two of them, one in St. Pete and one in Northeast Tampa near USF. If you're a vet there, you've got two major, nice facilities that you can go to, and you have lots of clinics. You're in a big metropolitan area. So a lot of them will take the Give Back Advantage plan because it just makes sense, right? So that kind of gives you some of the background with this Give Back. The other thing that I'll notice a lot of people will call in about is that with this Give Back, in the fine print as well, to get the full give back on some of the areas where it's maybe not available with the plan, sometimes you're talking about actually getting Medicaid, which has nothing to do with the insurance company, right? Medicaid is something you qualify based on your income and assets with the state that you live in. So that would be the state paying your Medicare premium, not the insurance company, although they advertise it in the TV commercial as if they're paying for it. They're not, right? The state is. So you just got to be clear on that. But most Advantage plans don't offer give back. I do want to set the record straight with that. It's definitely a minority of plans. And in Florida, we have some of the strongest Advantage plans in the country. So we, more often than not, do have a lot more give back plans. But if you go to somewhere very rural, like Montana, the Dakotas, Nebraska, even a lot of those mountain states, Midwest states, very few have give back. Okay. There might be two or three plans to have a give back, right? Florida is what that's really known for. And there's other markets that's strong as well, like Texas and California. But just something to consider. You know, when you get these extra perks, you have to weigh the other side. And does it make sense for you and your healthcare situation? Our practice, the Medicare Help Desk, if you're tuning in with us, again, my name is Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. I'm built on customer service. That's how our firm operates. So we're making sure that whatever plan we put you in is going to be the best plan for you. So we're going to look up all your doctors. We're going to look up your prescription drugs. We're going to look up the hospitals and check all that, okay? We're going to vet all that information, run it through our software to determine which plan is most suitable for you. That's how we do it. So this way you're not going into something like, oh, crap, my cardiologist is not covered. I didn't know about that. Or my dermatologist is not in network. Oh, this hospital I used to go to, I can't go to now. That would be problems, right? But if you do it on the front end, you're going to know which plan to recommend for someone. So my vote, I guess if you're looking for my recommendation, I don't think you should call the commercials. I think you should call me, obviously, or call someone you trust. If you don't call me, call a trusted agent or broker that you feel like there's some, you know, integrity, right? And with these commercials, you're not going to hear from these people again. That's the biggest problem I would see. So I don't think they have the same interest in life. But, you know, again, hopefully you found some information useful. And this topic today is Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. We'll see you next week, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, every Sunday. Waiting for the break.